cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you
lately.
I'm feeling kinda better than you,
and I know just what
matters. I'm a soldier now in this world. I stand alone, I can't be strong. I walk the miles, I made it home. It's good to know without you I made it. Soldier girl in my world, I took the fall, now I stand tall for
the... Hey y'all, it is official. You are now tuned in to Ask the Chief Radio Show, proudly and powerfully sponsored through the full indirect sponsorship of WDRB Media, the voice of the community, the pulse of the people, and now an unwavering ally to the women who have worn its nation's uniform. And family, let me tell you something. This partnership is not just a blessing. It is a breakthrough. It is a declaration that the stories, the struggles, the brilliance and the brilliance of women veterans no longer needs to be whispered in the shadows or buried beneath other news stories, buried beneath the noise of the world that too often forgets who stands guards for its freedoms. WDRB Media has opened its platform, its reach, and its resources to elevate the voices of women veterans locally, nationally, and globally. And that matters. Because when a woman veteran speaks, she is just not telling a story. She is testifying, she is teaching, she is healing, she is warning, she is leading, she is lifting an entire generation behind her. This sponsorship means our conversations can now travel farther. Our advocacy will hit harder and our truth will echo longer. And our community, the women who serve, the women who sacrifice, the women who carried the weight of duty on their backs and still hold it together, finally have a megaphone big enough to match our courage. To WDRB Media, thank you so much for seeing us. Thank you for valuing us. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with a community that has carried this nation through war, disaster, discrimination, and silence. And still we rise. To every woman veteran listening now, whether you've served in combat boots, dress blues, or behind the scenes making the impossible happen, this sponsorship is for you. This platform is for you. This movement is for you. And as long as this microphone is in front of me, your voice will never be ignored. Tune in to Ask the Chief Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to download the Apple Music or the TuneIn Radio app. You can find us on Streama and at WDRBmedia.com. Click on the Listen Live logos. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Trinity Sunshine, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, U.S. Coast Guard retired Chief Petty Officer, and founder of SistersInSilence.org. I'm your military sister advocate on the airways, and this right here, this is Ask the Chief Radio Show on WDRB Media. Let's get it in. Hey, everybody, this is Trinity Sunshine. Thank you for tuning in today to Ask the Chief Radio Show. You know, I really talk about things that are happening right now in life. I like to sit in and just kind of listen and address the needs of the now. So today I want to speak to the ones who are sitting in one of life's waiting rooms. The ones who are hoping, the ones who are praying for something their heart has wanted for years. Maybe that's a child, maybe a family, and maybe a chance to parent in a way that we never received parenting in our lives. And this comes to mind because I sat in a veterans peer group a few days ago, and I listened to people share the pain of not having have had their own natural children. And I felt that ache. I honored it, but I also felt something else, which is a message rising up that I want to share with you all now. let me say that the people in my peer group, we're older than 30 years old. You know, we're in an age group now where most people have had children or experienced that type of responsibility in life. And so those who are sitting and wanting and remembering and sharing their discouragement and disappointment about not having become natural parents, it is a heartfelt thing to listen to. But I just want to say those are still hoping, because we never stop hoping for the things that our hearts desire. But while we're hoping and waiting for the thing that we want so desperately, let's ask ourselves, are we building the foundation now, or are we waiting to build it after the wish is granted? Have we lived our lives building that foundation? Are we expecting to have that blessing come and then build that foundation afterwards? Because time is moving, our bodies are changing, and the world is shifting. And none of us, not one of us, is getting younger or faster or stronger by accident. Hope alone doesn't prepare us. Desire alone doesn't equip us. And a perfect scenario does not exist. I know we look at parenthood and people with children and we see that snippet or that moment, but we don't see all of it. So we base sometimes our desires on a perfect scenario, and that does not exist. Parenthood, like real parenthood, demands readiness long before the child arrives. So we have to ask ourselves, are we creating the financial base a child will need? Is our home stable and peaceful now? And is it safe? Do we have the physical and mental strength to keep up with a newborn, a toddler, a teenager, a young adult? Are we healing the parts of our childhood that still ache us? Are we surrounding ourselves with people who could support us, who can guide us and stand beside us in a journey of becoming a new parent? Because parenting is not a fantasy. It is a lifelong assignment. And if you're depressed and waiting, use that energy. Turn it into fuel. Turn it into preparation. Turn it into becoming the parent you hope to be now, not later. And here's the truth that we don't say out loud enough. If the child never comes, can you still become that version of yourself? Can you still be whole, joyful, grounded, and fulfilled? Not having a child is not punishment. It is not failure. It is not a verdict on your worth. If being a parent feels like the thing that will complete you, then start by becoming the person you imagine yourself being as a parent. Patient, stable, loving, disciplined, financially wise, emotionally grounded, and spiritually full. Do the work now. Build the life now. Strengthen the foundation now so that if the day comes through birth, adoption, or an unexpected grace, you will not be scrambling to become ready. You will already be the person that the child deserves. And if the day never comes, you'll still have built a life that honors you, that nourishes you, and reflects the very best of who you are. You deserve joy, you deserve purpose, and you deserve peace in any circumstance. So I just wanted to remind you that preparation is not punishment. Preparation is love. And you deserve to live in that love starting today. This is Ask the Chief Radio Show, powered by the unstoppable support of WDRB Media, where women veterans rise, speak, heal, and reclaim the mic that was always theirs. Thanks to WDRB Media's full indirect sponsorship, our stories are traveling farther, our impact is hitting louder, and our community, from Charlotte to the nation, is standing taller than ever before. This isn't just a partnership, it's a movement, it's a megaphone, It is a declaration that women veterans matter, our voices matter, and our healing matters. Ask the Chief supports women veterans, women in law enforcement, women first responders, as well as our civilian women within our community. So if you need exposure for your businesses, your brands, grand openings, book releases, or to launch your own syndicated radio talk show, let's discuss ways to increase the return on your advertising investment for your business. Connect with me today at Sunshine Trinity on Instagram, Ask the Chief Radio Show Facebook page, sistersinsilence.org, and of course, right here at WDRB Media, Ask the Chief Radio Show, amplified by WDRB Media, strong, unfiltered, unstoppable.
So, in preparing for any blessing before it arrives, this is what I would suggest.
Waiting and the courage it takes to hope. Hold on to the desire with open hands, not clenched fists. And realize, recognize, and accept, receive that your worth is not tied to whether you become a parent or not. Prepare your life for the child you hope for. The practical readiness of it shifts your focus from waiting to actively building the life that the child would enter into by strengthening your financial stability, your savings, debt reduction, emergency planning, create home stability, a safe environment and routines, emotional calmness. Build your physical and mental resilience, your energy, your patience, how you manage stress. And make sure to ask yourself, would a child thrive in the life I'm living today? Examine your emotional landscape. Do the sensitivity work. Parenthood exposes every unresolved wound, so healing beforehand matters. Reflect on your own childhood. What shaped you? What still hurts you? Identify triggers, fears, or patterns that could affect a child in a negative way. Seek therapy, peer support, or spiritual grounding to strengthen your inner foundation. And ask yourself, can I put a child's needs above my own and do that consistently? Consider the realities of conception and adoption and think beyond the dream and into the logistics and the risks that come along with that. Understand the medical, emotional, and financial realities of IVF, surrogacy, or adoption. Prepare for possible complications, delays, or disappointments. And build a support plan now for every stage, not just the ideal scenario. Make sure to assess your current life demands. A child requires lifelong focus, not leftover energy. Identify people, responsibilities, and stressors that already drain you. Ask whether you have the capacity to add a child without neglecting yourself or the child. Evaluate whether your lifestyle supports consistency, patience, and presence. Make sure to be building your village before the child arrives, because no parent thrives alone, especially veterans carrying invisible wounds. Identify trustworthy friends, mentors, or family members who can walk the journey with you. Look for people whose lives you admire and you see things in their lives that you aspire to emulate and imitate, and would feel comfortable that your child absorb these traits as well. Strengthen your community ties now, not later. And ask, who can I depend on and who will this child learn from? Live your life now as the parent you hope to become, because there's an identity shift that happens when you become a parent. So I encourage you to embody parenthood now, even without a child present. While you wait for the child that you long for, become the parent they would be proud to come home to. Practice patience, responsibility, and emotional regulation daily. Make decisions with long-term stability in mind and build habits that reflect the parent that you dream of being. Understand that preparation is an act of faith, not futility.
don't see a way doesn't mean you ain't making one. When I see a grave, won't be long till Sunday comes. You love to do it when it looks impossible. You love to prove your promises always faithful. I got a battle, I got a fight, but I know it's gonna be alright. But I'm surrounded on every side. You got a miracle on your mind. Goodness and mercy, time after time. Something's gonna break. Yeah, it's gonna be the gates of hell. You love to do it when it looks impossible. You love to prove your promises are always faithful. I got a battle, I got a fight, but I know it's gonna be alright. But I'm surrounded on every side.
So as we close out today's show, talking about the waiting rooms of life, sitting in those waiting rooms, waiting for whatever hasn't come yet, I would say, don't wait for the blessing to happen before becoming the person the blessing requires. While you're waiting for the thing that you want so desperately, ask yourself with honesty and courage, are you building the foundation now? Or are you waiting to build it after the wish is granted? Because time is moving, your body is changing, the world is shifting, the economy is tightening, and none of us are getting sharper, faster, or stronger. Hope alone doesn't prepare us, desire alone doesn't equip us, and a perfect scenario does not exist. Parenthood, real parenthood, demands readiness long before the child arrives. And if parenthood is still the thing that you're wishing for, just ask yourself, especially in the ages of 30, 40, 50, if it hasn't happened yet, and it's heavy, heavy on your heart, let's be realistic. Are you financially building the life a child would need? Is your home stable, peaceful, and safe for you? Do you have the physical and mental strength to keep up with a newborn, a toddler, a teenager, a young adult? Are you emotionally mature enough to put someone else's needs before your own every single day? Are you healing the parts of your childhood that still ache? And are you surrounding yourself with people who could support you, guide you, and stand beside you in this journey? So many of us are homebodies. So many of us don't have friends. So many of us choose to be reclusive. You can't do that as a parent. A child needs to be exposed to the whole world. Are you preparing for the possibility that the donor, the lab, the partner, or the process may not look like the dream in your head? And are you ready for complications, delays, disappointments, detours, and more financial requirements than what you see in a contract, what you see on paper, that bottom line figure? What is your cushion like financially? Because parenting is not a fantasy. It is a lifelong assignment for you and for your child. And here's a truth no one really says out loud. If you're depressed, use that energy, turn it into fuel, turn it into preparation, turn it into becoming the parent you hope to be. Do that now, not later. Take that depression and make that into a superpower. Because it takes a lot of energy. It takes it out of you if you don't use it for something productive. And if the child never comes, you can still become that version of yourself. You can still be whole. You can still be joyful. You can be grounded and fulfilled. Because not having a child is not punishment. It is not a failure. It is not a verdict of your worth. If being a parent feels like the thing that will complete you, then start by becoming the person you imagine yourself being as a parent. Patient, stable, loving, disciplined, financially wise, emotionally grounded, spiritually full. A life surrounded with people that you care about and that care about you. A child is not going to solve all of these issues for you. You are going to have to cover those issues for your child as well as yourself. So do the work now, build the life now, strengthen the foundation now so that if the day comes through birth, adoption, or unexpected grace, you will not be scrambling to become ready. You will already be the person that child deserves. And if the day never comes, you'll still have built a life that honors you, that nourishes you, and reflects the very best of who you are. You deserve to be your happiest in any circumstance, child or no child, dream fulfilled or dream redirected. You deserve joy, purpose, and peace. You deserve it all. Don't beat yourself up about things that haven't happened yet and things that may seem beyond your reach. There is still so much purpose in life. And I'm just speaking this from my heart. And I hope that it uplifts someone. I hope that it encourages someone. But this is a conversation that is really what's being talked about right now, right today, as I sit and I have conversations with people. And some people are beyond childbearing years or not in situations or relationships where it's a possibility, but it still affects them. It still triggers them. It still causes them to bang their hand on the desk and then say, I don't even know where that came from. I didn't know I was still dealing with that. So I hope there's something in today's message that helps you to become grounded, to maybe look at this from a different perspective. But more than anything, that it is encouraging and it is uplifting to you as a fellow veteran, as someone who is sitting in the waiting room of life, hoping and praying for something different than what you have. And I just want to say that God is sufficient and may He continue to bless you and keep you one day at a time. This is Trinity Sunshine at Ask the Chief Radio Show signing off for now. God bless you. I salute you.
Thought it there.